Well, I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Chow family to this memorial service for our dear brother Jack and sister Nancy.
好，我要在这里欢迎各位，也就是为周家的弟兄姐妹们来欢迎。
It's our desire that the Lord manifest His presence among us today.
我们希望神可以在这里彰显他的同在。
And that in all things God will be glorified.
在所有一切我们所行的事上，神要得着荣耀。
The Apostle Paul put it this way, they glorified God in me.
使徒保罗说,他们荣耀神借着我里面的。
And as we remember our dear brother and sister Chow, we want to glorify God in their lives.
在今天当我们来纪念周牧师师母的时候,我们要来荣耀神。
Throughout this day, we will hear, I'm sure, testimonies and recollections of the blessing that they were to so many.
今天我们要来谈一些关于周牧师周师母的一些回忆。
But we should ask, first of all, that the Lord would speak to us.
但是今天第一件事情我们首先要做的是请求神来对我们说话。
And that He would draw our hearts closer to Him.
而且神会吸引我们来更靠近他。
And that the grace that God ministered to them would be ministered to us.
愿那个坐在他们身上的善工的那个神也可以在我们身上做善工。
And so I'd like us just right at the beginning to bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主要请大家低头来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to come and have your way this day.
亲爱的天父，我们请求你来在这里行你的工。
We know that you are here.
我们知道你在这里。
And we want you to be glorified.
我们愿你的名得荣耀。
We want your name to be praised.
我们愿你的名得称赞。
And so we open our hearts to you right now.
我们将我们心打开。
And ask you to come.
我们请求你来。
Come to us, Lord.
临到我们。
Speak to us what you want to say.
对我们说话。
And Lord, change us.
改变我们。
May we walk away from these services changed within.
主啊，当我们离开这个纪念会的时候，主啊，我们的生命也得着改变。
I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督宝贵名。
Amen.
让我祷告。
Let's take our hymn books and sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 12. You can stand as we sing. I welcome you if you are joining via Zoom. So happy to have you. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Morning, new mercies I sing. All I have need is thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, yeah.
for tomorrow. Blessings of mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Now maybe you want to put your hymn books down and we can sing that chorus again. And just let's lift our hands, let's lift our voices, and lift our hearts to God, because He is faithful. He has been faithful. He will remain faithful. And so let's just sing that again as our testimony to Him again.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are worthy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's just take the camp book and sing number one. Oh, worship the Lord. We remain standing as we sing. Number one. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. Glory to the Father, abounding in mercy. Be joyful, all ye people, and magnify Jehovah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come before His presence and glorify His name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. Glory be to Jesus, our gracious Redeemer. We praise Him, for He loved us and brought a great salvation. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come before His presence and glorify His name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. Glory to the Spirit, the and with the Son, our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh come before His presence and glorify His name. Hallelujah, 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 we praise You, Lord. Oh, I praise You, Jesus. I worship You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
请坐.
Today we have two times we will come together to
今天我们会有两个, 聚会, 我们大家会聚集在一起,
remember our brother and sister Jack and Nancy Chow.
来纪念周牧师和周师母.
You know what I mean, right? You know why we're here.
你知道我们为什么在这里,
but the family has put together a beautiful program for us and invited a number of people to share with us who
周牧师师母的家人, 他们, 有预备了一些节目, 然后邀请我们大家在一起这里来分享。
And so this morning, the first set of speakers will be from Taiwan and China and those that have been connected with our brother through the JMI ministries.
所以今天早上要先来分享就是那些跟周牧师师母他们的施工, 有关系的一些弟兄姐妹们, 是从, 中国还有, 台湾。
But to lead off that group, we have our sister Gerda.
但在开始之前，我们要请贝教士上来跟大家做一点分享。And
it was in 1967. Come, Sister Gerda. Come. In 1967, that Brother Jack Chow first interpreted for Uncle Hans Waldfogel in Taiwan, and that's where the connection began. So come, Sister Gerda.
1967年，周牧师他为吴老牧师做翻译，然后这个关系就这样开始了。弟兄姊妹们平安。
I'm speaking in Chinese this morning.
Peace to you.
我也是台湾来的。
I'm also from Taiwan.
我非常高兴主耶稣让我这次在这里参加聚会。
I'm very glad that Jesus let me be here this time.
我也非常谢谢主他所做的在周金海牧师跟他的师母那么多年。
I'm very thankful for the work in, that God has done in Pastor Cha and his wife.
我头一次认识他是1967年。
The first time that I met them was in 1967.
我是刚刚到台湾。
When I just arrived in Taiwan.
9月20号1967年。
September 20th, 1967.
那个时候 金海牧师不是牧师，他是记者。
At that time, Jack was not a pastor yet. He was a journalist.
我们 在台北第一女中。
At that time, we met at the Taipei First Girls High School.
有一个特别聚会。
There was a special meeting.
我 是荣教授。 请周金海牧师来做翻译，因为他的英文很好。
Sister Pearl Young invited Father Jack to interpret for the meeting because his English is good.
他头一次，我头一次认识他。That's
the first time that I met him.
他的照片跟现在还是一样。
He looks just the same.
他没有改变。He
hasn't changed.
所以我看到他，哦，他给吴老牧师翻译。So
he did a translation for.
他很多的动作。And
everything that he did.
我们看见，那个时候我需要弹那个小小的一个琴，一个pump organ.
At that time, I was playing on a small pump organ.
弟兄姊妹们很多。
And many came to the meeting.
How like Ken Chen, Joe Moose, and Nigga Shaho, Shinama Bao Kwe.
Brother Jack was very precious.
And woman Ken Chen, Tai Yed Sai, Goldziko, woman to Chao Hui Ye Fen Xiang.
He also came to give some sharing at our church.
Ta, 那个时候我刚刚因为刚刚到了，所以不会讲很多的话。
When I just arrived in town, I did not know much Chinese.
我在上学学中文。
I was still in language school.
那个时候他们有照片。
At that time, they had photos.
小小的黑白，差不多这么大。
Small black and white photos.
我大概几个礼拜。
About a few weeks ago, I found those photos.
And I gave them to Martha.
我把那些照片给了Martha.
如果你们喜欢看。
If you are interested in taking a look.
真的很感谢主，所以我认识他，可能比所有的弟兄姊妹们，除非是他家里的人。
I'm really thankful that I've come to know Brother Jack, and I have known him maybe longer than most of you. That's the first time that I met him.
当然以后工作认识他，也认识 Sister Nancy.
Now, of course, later I also met with Sister Nancy.
感谢主他所做的这一辈子.
I'm very thankful for his work of life.
他荣耀主的名,
he glorified the name of the Lord.
There are two things, 两件事我们要注意，要注意我们弟兄姊妹们。
There are two things specifically we need to pay attention to.
第一,
first,
要荣耀耶稣的名。
Glorify the name of Jesus.
每一个人,我们的一生都要荣耀他。
Every one of us, we need to glorify the Lord with our life.
这个是我们的目标。
That's our goal.
另外,也许要放在第一。
And also, we probably need to put this one as first as well.
And 享受耶稣。
Enjoy Jesus.
享受耶稣的同在。
Enjoy His presence.
我可以 给他们做见证,
I can give testimony for them.
他一辈子享受耶稣,
all their life, they enjoy Jesus.
他的师母也享受耶稣,
Mrs. Shaw did as well.
所以他们两个人的一生都荣耀主的名。
So all their lives, they have glorified God.
And 我谢谢主, 因为周金海牧师, 那个时候已经是基督徒, 他住在香港。
I'm thankful to God. At that time, Pastor Shaw was ordained already, and he lived in Hong Kong.
他的生活也是荣耀主。
And he glorified the Lord with his life.
可是借着乌拉牧师, 他非常宝贵乌拉牧师。
And he treasures Father Hans' teaching very much.
我可以给他做见证, 他一生 都是他都是跟着乌拉牧师给我们的亮光。
I can testify for him. He followed Brother Hans' teaching.
而且谢谢主，借着他的一生，他不但自己荣耀主的名。
I thank the Lord. Not only he glorified the Lord, but his life. But also his teaching has influenced many. Especially about teaching or waiting upon the Lord.
And I thank God for his life. 我非常感谢主为他一生他们两位一生，我非常感谢主可以认识他们，感谢主他也几次好几次以后在台湾我们的特会或是夏令营冬令会也服侍。
I thank the Lord that I come to know him, and also he came to our many camps to share and also to teach.
最后一次看到他,
the very last time that I saw him
was 2019.
是在2019年的时候，那个时候，我们牧师们先来为
Pilgrim Camp 祷告.
At that time, ministers came to Pilgrim Camp to pray for the season.
最后一天，我碰到周牧师。
The last day of our meeting, I met Father Jack.
我跟他说你没有改变。从医生头一次认识他到最后认识他2019年，他没有改变。
From first time that I met him till the last time I saw him, he hasn't changed.
很少有人这样子。
Not many people can be like that.
And I thanked him. 我对他说谢谢你，你一生都很忠心，服侍主，还有一生很忠心这个亮光。
I told him that you've been very faithful serving the Lord all your life, and you've been going with the Lord.
而且我大大的手感动。
And he was very moved.
And I thank God for his life. 我真的谢谢主为他们两位别人，那个时候乌拉姆是碰到别人，他们宝贵他们的交通，可是没有跟着。
I thank God for both of them. And many people met Father Hans, but not many follow his teachings.
But there were two people, 两个人，他们把这个亮光放在心里一辈子。
But there are two people, they have kept that light in their heart all their life.
周金海牧师，一个是Myrtle Taylor.
One is Brother Jack Chai, and the other one is Myrtle Taylor.
She joined us then. 她进入我们的团体。 也做副事主在圣康，可是今天特别，我感谢主耶稣，我可以认识周金海牧师，也认识师母，也看见他们的忠心，他们忠心到底，我谢谢主，我永远不会忘掉。所以弟兄姊妹们平安。
I'm very thankful for their life, having been faithful.
So come, Brother Stephen, who's speaking first? Or are you doing it together? After Brother Jack and Sister Nancy came to the States, they eventually settled in Maryland and began a work down there. And I don't want to take anything from what they're going to share. But we've been blessed by the fellowship we've had with CCCMD.
我们一共只有7分钟的时间。 所以我想我要很快的讲，我有三分钟，我姊妹有4分钟。<笑>
We have 7 minutes in total, and my wife has 4 minutes, and I have 3 minutes.
很快的，我想念一段圣经。Quickly,
I want to read you a scripture.
在哥林多前书第3章第10节到第13节。
In Corinthians first,
10 through 13.
13.
这边说，我照着神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造， 个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
First Corinthians chapter 3:10-13, so I won't spend time on this.
那我觉得这段经文好像就把周牧师师母他们一生的生活见证出来。This
scripture speaks about their life.
他们在 玛丽兰的华美教会服侍了很多年。Our
church they have served many years.
那周牧师的信息呢，就是内在生活。Passage
of teaching is all about inner life.
那主要的条件就是要不断的被圣灵充满。The
key element is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这件内在生活非常的实际。
You know, life is very practical.
不是一个理想。
It's not idea.
不是一个修养。
It's not practice.
乃是天天向己死。
It's a, dying to yourself every single day.
那个目标就是越来越像耶稣。
The goal is to become like Jesus Christ-like.
我想用两点来见证周牧师他在我们当中的生活。
I want to testify with these two things about his life.
第一个，在我们当中，在他的牧会的时候。
First, among us, when he was pastoring.
我几乎想不出哪一次我们的聚会停下来。
I cannot recall any single time that we stopped our meeting.
不管有冰有雪。
Doesn't matter what the weather is like.
他永远是在那里。
Snowing, raining, he was always there.
对不起，主耶稣也在那里。
Of course, Jesus was there.
那他鼓励弟兄姊妹在会前跟会后花时间安静。
He encouraged brothers and sisters to spend time with God.
一直到今天，我们仍然这样做。
Until this day, we still practice that.
那这个结果就是让主的同在在聚会里面非常的丰富。
The result is that God shows his richness in our meetings.
好几位弟兄姊妹，甚至于还没有相信主的人，到了聚会当中。
Many brothers and sisters, even for those non-believers, when they come to the meeting,
他们就开始流泪。
They started weeping.
他们不知道为什么。
They don't know why.
我们知道，因为主在那里。
But we know because Jesus is there.
那第二个方面。
And second,
周牧师不只是对主是这么的忠心。
Not only did he been so faithful to the Lord.
他爱每一个弟兄姊妹。
He loves every brother and sister.
就像爱他自己的孩子一样。
So like how he has loved his children.
当然，每一个牧师他都会照顾弟兄姊妹。
Of course, every pastor will take care of his sheep.
可是我觉得周牧师对我一个最大的影响就是他会指出我的错误。
The greatest influence that Pastor Chao has upon me is that he points out my wrongs.
弟兄姊妹不舒服的是不是？
I don't feel comfortable.
被牧师指出来我什么地方有问题。
When you are corrected.
我觉得最后在这几年他有一次他就对我说。
There was one time he said to me.
他说我想跟你讲一点事情。
I have something to discuss with you.
我知道这并不是很好的事情。
It doesn't sound good.
那他就看我。
He looked at me.
我说周弟兄你可以讲。
And I said, just tell me.
他说好。
And he said, okay.
他就笑笑。
And he smiled.
他就开始讲我的在服事里面的一些问题。
And he started pointing out a couple things for me.
弟兄姊妹这是他已经在德州服侍多年，他仍然注意我。
And even though at that time he has been living in Texas for many years, but he still pay attention to what I do.
好像他的孩子一样。
Just like his child.
他说：“既然你要我讲，我就说。
”And I asked him to tell me.
感谢主，我现在还记得他讲的话。
I'm very thankful that I still remember what he told me.
但是我不能跟你们讲。
But I cannot tell you.
所以他这样子的爱我们为我们祷告。
So he loves us and prays for us.
所以我就越来看到周牧师师母他们越来越像耶稣。
And more and more I see Christ in them.
就感动我们说主耶稣我也要。
I'm so deeply touched that I said to the Lord, Lord, I want you too.
不是要什么一个人或者一个教会。
It's not to ask for a person or to ask for an organization.
就觉得说主耶稣我要更多的你。
I want more of you, Jesus.
我要耶稣。
I want Jesus.
谢谢主这是我的分享。
Thank you, Lord, this is my testimony.
我何等感谢主给我有这么样的一个特权。
I'm so thankful for this privilege.
我们能够在周牧师师母的这样的牧养底下20多年。
We can be under his teaching for these past 20 years.
甚至过了这20多年他们还在牧养我们。
Even though after more than 20 years, they were still teaching us.
就像父母亲对儿女一样他们的心就系列在我们的身上不住为我们祷告。
Just like parents, they have been praying for us constantly.
那个时候我第一次看到 周兄的时候，他身上有个极大的点亮的吸引我。
When I met him the first time, there is something in him that attracts me a lot.
那个神的同在这么深，这么大。
There's a deep presence of, there's a deep God's presence.
所以我就一直想办法找机会去跟他交通。
So I always find opportunity to have fellowship with them.
后来主把我们带到一些多年来，我想分享一些我跟神母的一些接触。
For many years, I want to share some interaction that I have with Mrs. Chow.
周立兄像严父，师母像慈母。
And Brother Jack is like a good father, and Mrs. Chow is a kind mother.
很多时候周立兄对着教会，他向我们讲很真实的话的时候，我们心里头过不去。
Some of his reminders were very straightforward and straight, and we cannot take that very comfortably.
师母就为我们祷告。
And Mrs. Chow would pray for us.
师母活出来的生命，我们都可以见证师母是一个非常安静，非常温柔。他是一个祷告，他是一个顺服的人。
We can all testify about Mrs. Chow's life. She is quiet, and she is always gentle, and she is always praying.
她把她自己弃绝给神。
She gives herself complete to the Lord.
我记得有一次，师母在1989年那个时候，师母身体非常的软弱。
I remember in 1989, around that time, Mrs. Chow was weak physically.
可是她就是把自己弃绝给神。
But she just denied herself and completely gave herself to the Lord.
那个时候，宗牧师跟师母说，只要你有一点力气，你就要起来赞美。
At that time, Pastor Chow told Mrs. Chow that as long as you have some strength, just get up and praise the Lord.
所以有一次我在他们家的时候，师母就拖着他很弱的身体站起来。
One time, at their place, Mrs. Chow dragged her a very weary body and stood up.
他那时候连拿一个杯子的那个力气都没有。
At that time, she didn't even have strength to carry a cup.
姐妹。
She praised the Lord.
那个印象在我身这么深，影响我一生。
That has left a deep impression in me and has influenced me all my life.
每一次我在不容易的时候，没有我身体不舒服的时候，我就学着他的样式起来赞美。
Every time when I feel weak, I just remember that, and I will stand up and praise the Lord.
所以就说不要停止聚会。
And also, Pastor Chow reminds us never stop meeting.
你不知道什么时候在聚会的时候，主就大大的领导你。
You will never know in which meaning that God will come upon you greatly.
所以师母那时候就带着，我记得是 Martha 带着她的，帮她拿着枕头扶着师母到了教会，躺在后排的椅子。
I remember there was one time Martha carried Mrs. Chow to church and put a pillow to lay her down.
不知不觉，师母就站起来了，又开始服侍。
And then, without knowing, Mrs. Chow stood up again and started to serve the Lord again.
他们师母一直是非常的安静。
Mrs. Chow was always quiet.
他在聚会里头，他对他不是很懂得弹琴啊。
In the mean, she doesn't play really well the piano.
可是他会弹一点。
But she plays some.
他把自己弃绝给神，他顺从圣灵的带领，圣灵有感动的时候，他又起来弹。
She always gave that to the Lord. When God moved her, she just come up and play.
那个时候神的同在这么大。
That's bring down a great presence of the Lord.
他的话不多，可是他每一句话都带着力量深入我们的心。
She doesn't speak much, but everything she says always comes with power.
他的安静里头有内容的。
There is strength in her quietness.
他的安静不是 nothing. 他的安静里头把神的同在带下来。
Through her quietness, she brings God's presence.
Hallelujah. 那个时候，在我们周弟兄回到马里兰的时候，我们 我们非常的快乐。
When Pastor Chuck came back to Maryland, we were so joyful.
我们跟牧师说，能不能我们还是有一些机会，我们跟你一起追求。
We said to them, can we still come and meet with you?
而师母那个时候就不管在什么样的一个聚会里头，师母就是要这样的陪着周弟兄，在他旁边为他祷告。
Mrs. Shaw was always with the Pastor Chuck and continued to pray for him and pray for his ministry.
师母就周牧师就这样看着师母，他说他把一切都给了我。
Mrs. Shaw will look at Pastor Shaw will look at Mrs. Shaw and said that she's given everything to me.
深深的看着师母。
And with the deep love.
他们两个同心的一起来侍奉神。
They have been united in and served the Lord together.
师母从来没有一个时候不为师母周弟兄祷告。
Never for one time that Mrs. Shaw stopped praying for Pastor Cha.
不管是在国内，不管是在台湾，不管任何世界他们服侍的角落，有了周弟兄，师母就在旁边。
Wherever they go, Mrs. Shaw is always by the side of Pastor Cha.
圣经有句话说，才德的妇人有谁能够得到呢？
In the Bible it says, who can have this woman wisdom?
她的价值远胜钱珍宝。
And her value is far more than treasures.
她的工作要从门口荣耀她。
And her work will glorify him.
Jesus. 我们真的要把一切的荣耀归给主。
Wanna give God all the glory.
谢谢他们为我们结出这么好的、这么美丽的果子，把他们的生命付出在我们的当中。
I'm so thankful for the fruits they have produced and also their teaching of life.
他们不停止地为我们祷告。
Never stop. They pray. They have prayed for us.
即使他们离开教会这么久。
Even though they have left our church for so many years.
继续坚爱的服侍，继续在为我们祷告。
While with the JMI's ministry, he was still praying for us.
他的师母告诉教会说，我们爱你们。
Mrs. Shaw told the church that we love you.
何等的权利，我们能够得到这么大的一个祝福。
What a privilege that we have received a blessing such as this.
把荣耀归给主。
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.I trust those on Zoom can hear me.
我想那些在录音上面的弟兄姐妹们应该可以听到我的声音。
Well, I had a kind dad and a strict mom.
我有一个慈父严母。
So I'm going to put on her hat right now.
我现在把我父亲的帽子戴起来。
And I must remind those who are speaking.
我要提醒那些在起来做见证的弟兄姐妹们。
To be cognizant of the time you were given.
必须要遵守我们所安排的时间。
We're very happy to have those joining us from Taiwan. Now they are, I guess, 12 or 13 hours ahead of us, right? 12 hours. So we're at 10 o'clock at night. Thank you for joining us. I keep looking over there, but they're over here.
那些很高兴弟兄在场的弟兄姐妹们能够加入我们。
So I'm going to ask Pastor Xu Fang Lei to speak.
我要先请赖淑芳牧师来分享。
And he is one of the JMI ministers.
他也是我们这个 JMI 的同工之一。
这样给我十分钟。
这样给 me 10 minutes.
我希望我可以很准时。
I hope I can be on time.
我听纪斌讲，周牧师是这世界上唯一可以跟他讲真话的人。
Brother Steve just said that Pastor Shaw is the only one who can tell him the truth.
对我也是这样的。
To me, he does the same.
每一次他到台湾来。
Every time when he comes to Taiwan.
他一定会到台南来跟我们吃饭。
He can visit me in Tainan.
跟我们一起吃一顿饭。
To have a lunch or a meal with us.
吃一顿饭的话就看出我毛病在哪里了。
And for a meal, he can see things in us and he will correct us.
饭后他就有话要讲了。
Then he will have something to say.
他讲的话我实在跟基丁一样也不好意思跟大家分享。
And to me, just like Brother Steve, that I cannot share with you.
有一次我们就是跟周牧师师母跟马萨牧师一起去香港服侍。
And there's one time I went to Hong Kong to serve with the Mrs. Cha and Brother Cha and also Sister Martha.
在旅馆安顿好了。
At the hotel after we have settled.
隔天早餐的时候。
Next day.
我拿了一盘食物。
I have a plate of food.
以为可以好好享受一顿早餐。
Then I thought I was going to enjoy my breakfast.
中午时也端了一盘食物来坐在我旁边。
And then Pastor came and sat down next to me with his plate of food.
我知道准有事情要发生。
I knew something was going to happen.
后来他坐下来他就开讲了。
And then he sit down and start to lecture.
但是因为他是主给我的老师，我已经很习惯了。
I was used to that because he is the teacher that God has ordained for me.
我把他的话跟食物一样的很平常的吞下去。
So I just swallow his word along with the food.
那一次他跟我讲的话，你。都终身受用。
And that brings a great benefits what he has said to me all my life.
因为那一个阶段呢，我在教会里有很多人跟人之间的麻烦，我很苦恼。
Because for that period of time, I was really struggling with the relationship with some members at the church.
他跟我说，淑芳。
He said to me, 淑芳,
如果你觉得都是别人错了,
If you think that's all others' wrongs,
那你一生都不会进步,
then you will never improve.
在这些不愉快的关系里, 要到主面前反省自己。
In those relationships not so pleasant, you need to come to the Lord and examine yourself.
圣经岂不是说，你看见你弟兄眼中有刺，你眼中有梁木呢
？In the Bible, it says you see the needle in the brother's eye, but you don't see the plank in your own eyes.
我本来以为他会给我安慰一番。
I thought he was going to comfort me.
结果是一些不是很容易吞下去的话。
It was just some words that's not so easy to swallow.
我想我红着脸了。
I was really,
一起吞下去。
I feel embarrassed and I just take them in.
那对我一生受用无穷。
But that has been a lesson of life and I'm still receiving those benefits.
从早期受教于他到他带我
So from the early days receiving his teaching until I travel with them to serve others. He has been a strict teacher. But then later Pastor Zhao becomes my kind father.
他是我的老师，是良益友，是慈父。
He's a good teacher, kind father, and a good friend.
因此，他离世，我有非常的大的失落感。
Therefore, his passing away to me is a great loss.
他离开没有多久。
Not long after he was gone.
梦见就像过去一样。
I had a dream of him, and it was just like the past.
我跟着他
I traveled with them to minister.
在台湾。
In Taiwan.
一个风景区。
At some place.
那摆了一张讲员的座椅。
There's a pulpit.
那上面讲员还没有坐上去，那椅子是空的。
There was also a chair. A chair was empty.
我跟他出外服侍嘛，我的工作就是留意打点，需要给他放一张茶几，上面放一杯水。
When I travel with him, I always pay attention to about bring him a cup of water by his chair.
让他口渴的时候有水喝。
So he can have water when he's thirsty.
所以我就四处再找一杯水跟一张茶几，要摆在讲员座椅的旁边。那时他在世的时候，我跟他出来服侍。我常做的工作。
Oh, that's one of the things that I used to do for him. I always try to find a stool and so to put down a cup of water for him when he was about to preach.
我就在风景区的人群里面穿梭，到处问人家，想要再可以找到一杯水放在他身边。
So in my dream, I go around the people and I'm trying to find a stool and also a cup of water and that I can put next to him.
但是没有人能够告诉我去哪里拿一杯水。
But no one can tell me where I can find a cup of water.
我一边寻找那一杯水，一边回头看那一张座椅一直都是空着的。
I kept looking searching for water, and also I always turned my back to look at the chair, and the chair was always empty.
后来我遇到林牧师。
Then I met Pastor Lin, Jimmy Lin.
林牧师呢在吃着一个好吃的蜜饯，我问他去哪里帮周牧师拿一杯水。
Pastor Lin was having some sweet dry fruit, and then I asked him, where can I find a cup of water for Pastor Chow?
林牧师从口袋里掏出一包蜜饯给我。
Pastor Lin brought out of his pocket some noodle for me.
我很希望我就又继续再询问去哪里可以给周牧师拿一杯水。
I was disappointed that I continued to try to find water for Pastor Chow.
一边不断地回头。
And then I kept turning, looking at the chair.
看那一张讲员的座椅都是空的。
The chair was always empty.
都是空的。
It is empty.
我梦醒来，心里真的怅然若失。
And then I just woke up from my dream and felt a deep loss.
非常想念这个一生中影响我最大的人。
I missed him so much, and also for his influence in my life.
又过了不久。
And not long after,
我又做了一个梦。
I had another dream.
我跟一群人，听说周牧师今天晚上在台中的某教堂有聚会。
With a group of people, I heard that Pastor Chow is going to have a meeting in Taichung at some church.
许多人从四面八方来。
People came to the meeting from all corners.
涌向这个教堂。
Flooding into the church.
远远的看见教堂里面不止灯火辉煌，神的荣耀，荣耀的充满的不得了。
From a great distance, I can see God's presence at the church.
那是无法形容的天上的荣光临到这个教堂的聚会。
God's glory cannot be described, and His abundant presence came upon that church.
但是我都没有看到周牧师。
But I did not see Pastor Chow.
他在里面了，对，听讲道的人群包围了。
He was encircled by the people coming to hear his preaching.
我走到前面，看到周师母被一群姐妹们包围。
I walked up and I saw Mrs. Chow was encircled by a group of sisters.
就从她在世的时候一样。
Just like she was still alive.
总是关心所有的姐妹们。
Just the way she was, always caring and talking to the sisters.
跟大家谈笑风生，周牧师。 周师母非常非常的年轻美丽。
And in my dream, Mrs. Shaw was very young and beautiful, and she is kind, smiling, and speaking to people.
这个梦醒来了。
And then I woke up from my dream.
就是她所活出来的样式，也是她常常诉说的荣上加荣。
And that's just her way of life, from glory to glory.
一个无比的荣耀在我心里。
And it's just such a big glory in my heart.
从此我也走出我的失落感。
And from there, I step out of my sense of loss.
是向着他还有圣灵所托付的方向一直往前奔。
Now I'll continue to run toward what the Holy Spirit has set for me.
荣耀归给主，我讲完了。
To God be the glory. This is my testimony.
他留给我们的就是荣耀，荣耀。
What he has left us is glory and glory.
分享完。
That's what I want to say.
Thank you. The next speaker will be Pastor Lin.
林士斌牧师是下一位。
我想刚刚听了士斌哥跟赖牧师的分享，我要从另外一个角度。从我自己跟周牧师之间的。
After Brother Steve and also Pastor Lai, I would like to share with you from a different perspective of my personal experience with the Pastor Chow.
我是2006年碰到周牧师。
In 2006, I met Pastor Chow.
我想哥林多前书四章15节。
In Corinthians 1st, chapter 4, verse 15.
保罗对哥林多的教会说，你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多。因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
Yeah, so that's the verse. I will not spend time reading that.
这一句话是因为跟周牧师之间的关系给我的很深刻的一个感动，就是
That's just like it's describing the relationship that I feel like what I have with the Pastor Chow.
人一生当中除了父母以外
Other than our parents,
能够影响我们的
，Who can influence? Not many can influence our life, other than your parents. In addition to your parents.
那我要跟大家分享，周牧师、周师母是对我的生命莫大的影响，莫大，非常的大。
I'll share with you how they have their lives have influenced my life.
可以说是完全的改变。
It's just a total change for me.
2006年认识周牧师的时候，我58岁。
In 2006, when I met them, at that time I was 58.
跟在周牧师，在他的教导，在他的带领，大概15-16年之久。
Until now, it's been like 15 or 16 years by following his teaching.
从个人的生命的改变，牧会的生命的改变，对各人士之间的相处的改变。
And there have been many changes in my life in different perspective, personal or church, or the way that I minister.
那变化非常的大。
The changes are a lot.
当时认识周牧师的时候
，At the time when I met them，
我们是开始另外一个新的教会的第二年。
We just started. It's just the second year that we started a new church.
当时在认识周牧师的前一年，就是05年。
One year prior in 2005，
牧会的教会。跟长职发生一些不一样的意见。
There's some dispute in the church that I was at.
那我们在不得已好像被被赶出来一样的感觉。
So the church that we were a part of, there was some dispute and we were forced out of the church.
当时我们可以说心灵是很忧伤的。
We were hurt deeply.
也很害怕未来。
We were also concerned about our future.
从各方面比如经济等等都对我们是一个未知数。
There are just so many unknowns.
所以我们那个新的教会就想说要努力的使它快速的长大。
So with our new church, we try everything to make it grow as fast as we can.
我是第二代的基督徒，我的教会生活是在灵恩派的教会。
I was a second generation Christian and I have grown up under Pentecostal teaching.
既然一个新的教会要开始，就用灵恩派的一些的思维建构来建造这个教会。
So we were going to start a new church with the Pentecostal teachings.
比如说布道，请有名的人跟社区的连结，跟一些医疗方面的连结。
For example, we'll come up with some plans to do Pentecostal type of teaching, like a community service and inviting famous preachers to teach.
当06年认识周牧师，也到达拉斯来。
So in 2006, we met Pastor Chan in Dallas.
因为周牧师的信息在第二个礼拜感动了我的心。
His teaching touched my heart.
回来台湾的时候，我们就决定改变牧会的观念。
After we went back to Taiwan, we decided to change the way we're going to build up our church.
我们不再用一些人的方法来使教会人数增多。
No longer will we rely on a man's way to grow the church.
过去以前我们很能办节目，很能够办活动，这一些我们也在周牧师的教导下渐渐明白。
We were very good at setting up programs at church, but under Pastor Zhao's teaching, we came to realize.
那我刚刚说我个人到牧会到各方面的改变很大。
I kind of realized that we don't no longer use people's way. And also I mentioned about the changes that I have by receiving the influence from Pastor Zhao.
一个第二代的基督徒活着不像是一个基督徒。
As a second generation Christian, I don't feel like I live a life of Christian.
因为过了内在生活之后才知道真正的基督徒是跟耶稣基督连结的重要。
After learning about inner life, then I realized that the true Christian is to live a life that's connected to Christ.
过去用一些花拳绣腿来牧会。
In the past, we tried to use men's way to serve our church.
没有把人带到基督的面前。
We didn't really bring people before the Lord.
人与人之间自然就会有冲突。
Then, of course, dispute arise.
当认识周牧师开始学习内在生活的时候。
Then after meeting Pastor Chan and start learning about inner life.
自己才觉得渐渐的真的在做基督徒。
Then from that moment on, I feel like I'm being a Christian.
从小在教会长大，真的是迷迷糊糊的。
I grew up in a church, knowing not much.
我想从听到赖牧师，听到纪斌弟兄的分享。
With the others' testimonies about them.
他们领会到周牧师是严父， 周妈妈是个慈母。
This old Pastor Xiao is a strict father and Mrs. Xiao is a kind mother.
跟周牧师相处这十五六年之间
For this past 15 and 16 years that I've been with them,
我在想可能周牧师知道我的生命小。
I think Pastor Xiao probably knows that soft.
我的跟主之间的关系信心也是小。
Also, I have a small faith in God.
所以我看到周牧师跟我之间的交流、交通跟教导。
So I see the teaching from Pastor Chai and also my interaction with them.
刚刚赖牧师讲到周牧师越年纪越大他越像是一个慈父。
And Pastor Lai just mentioned that she sees Pastor Xiao becoming a kind father later in his years.
我想因为我的生命小的关系
I think because my life is small.
周牧师因材施教
And Pastor Xiao teaches based on individual.
我还没有感受到他有对我严厉的话语的教导。
I never felt like he was a strict father to me.
不过他常常给我一个小小的提醒。
But he always gives me a small reminder.
就是周牧师知道我生命中的缺陷。
He knows my shortcomings.
又因为我生命小，经不起比较严厉的话语。
And also just because I have my life is small and I cannot take up to some strict comments.
周牧师要指正我的时候，常常说：“我给你一个小小的提醒。”
So whenever he corrects me, he will start with I'm going to give you a small reminder.
让我没有感觉到被教导。
So that way I don't feel offended or I don't feel being taught.
人一生中年纪像我这么大，58岁认识周牧师，今年是76岁了。
I met him when I was 58, but now I'm 76.
像这么老的人，有谁敢说你呢？
To an aged person like me, who's there to correct me?
我刚刚引保罗那一段经文，就是说，真地面上的真师傅才能说你。
So when I quote this scripture by Paul, only the true teacher can correct you.
因为这么大年纪，没有，纵然我们是有。问题别人也不敢说我们。
Because with my age, not really many people can dare to point out my wrongs.
但周牧师就不会因为我当然比周牧师年纪小了十几岁啊。
Of course, I'm younger than Pastor Chow.
他不会因为我生命有问题而不纠正我。
But he still points out my wrongs and correct me.
所以我非常的感恩。
Today I'm very thankful.
在人生这一段时间，当没有人敢说你的时候，还有个周牧师、周师母。
In this period of time, when no one can really tell you what you have done wrong, and I can still have Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow.
当人生走到迷路的时候，还有一个爱你的夫妻，年长一点的夫妻来关怀你。
And in this wandering, there's still a pastor and who cares about you.
用神的话引导走向正确的方向。
And guide you with the God's word to put you back on the right path.
所以我非常的想念他们夫妻。
So today I miss them greatly.
人 生当中除了自己的至亲的人以外
In addition to your family members
改变我的生命引导我的生命
Who has changed my life and guided my life
就是他们夫妻两位
It is them Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow
人一生能够碰到这样的人不容易
It's not easy that you can have a mentor like them in your life.
我非常感谢神让我碰到周牧师。
I'm very thankful that I have met them.
我很笃定地告诉大家见证周牧师周师母。
I can say this for sure.
我的生命我的人生的改变是从他们开始。
My life has been changed because of them.
他们回去天家了。
After they have gone back to heaven,
让我们能够想念的人不多。
There are not that many people that we miss.
但是他们夫妻两位正是我生命中非常想念的人。
But they're always on my heart.
记得在这十几年当中，周牧师给我三个提醒很重要。
In these past 15 years, Pastor Chow has given me three reminders that are important.
认识周牧师不多久的前几年
Just several years prior to having met them.
他告诉我说林牧师啊你要为神而活
Just a couple years after I've met them. He told me that Pastor Lin, you have to live for God.
在这十几年，再过了几年，他又跟我提醒第二句话。
And a couple years later, he gave me a second reminder.
希望志斌牧师你能够顾全大局。
I hope you can take into all considerations.
到主接回去这前几年，他最后提醒我。
Third reminder.
我们 JMI 没有设谁是领袖，谁是领导。
Our ministry does not ordain leaders or who is going to lead.
他提醒我说，但是你要知道，有先来的，也有后到的。
But you need to know, there are someone who have come first and someone who will come later.
当你知道这件事，就没有乱的，不会乱了。
If you know this, then the order will be set.
第一个要我为神而活，第二个要顾全大局。
First of all, I need to live for God, and second, I need to take all things into considerations.
我深信是周牧师看到我生命中需要进入到他的提醒里面。
I believe that's all I need, and he saw what I need to put my path straight.
我深信这是从他看我以及从圣经的体会对我说的话。
I believe he knows me and also he knows what I need and the teaching that I need to receive.
我感谢神了。
I'm very thankful.
我还算蛮听周牧师话的人。
I consider myself that I obey his teaching.
要不然不听老人言，吃亏就在眼前。
If I don't receive his teaching, then I will lose some benefits.
真的非常的想念他们，但我们都知道一定要走的路。
But I also know there's a path everyone has to walk on.
他们两位的话语总一直在耳边在提醒我。
And their words and their teaching are still in my heart.
我想就分享到这里。
That's all I have to say.
I think we can maybe take our hymn books and open to 334. And you can stand as we sing together. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace.
红色这本诗歌本334。
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. is bright in green. Perfect and it's flawless, fuller every day. Perfect and it grows deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We'll continue with the JMI ministers, and Pastor Hong Liang will speak next.
接下来我们要请林凤莲牧师来分享。听到赖牧师跟林牧师讲到朱牧师的时候，我在听的时候就觉得。
Hearing their sharing, I feel like I was the youngest one among them.
可能因为年纪的关系，然后我觉得我是被周牧师跟周师母宠坐的孩子。And
maybe just because of the age, I feel like I'm the one that's spoiled by Mrs. Xia and Pastor Chow.
因为我曾经跟他们住过几个星期啦，周牧师都服侍我。Because
at one time I have lived with them for a couple of weeks, and the Pastor Xiao served me.
儿子母感谢赞美主，他们都像爸爸妈妈这样的爱我。And
I'm thankful that they love me as a father and mother.
在我最艰难、最痛苦的时刻。
In my most difficult time, they tolerate me, and also they protect me.
所以今天我要感谢神，让我能够认识周牧师跟周师母，他们是我属灵的恩师。
So today I want to give thanks to the Lord, and for having come to know them, and to me, they're gracious teachers and the parents.
因为2006年在我牧会最艰难的时候，就遇见了周牧师，来到了美国的达勒斯参加特会。
In 2006, I met them at a conference in Dallas, and that was the most challenging time when I was a minister at my church.
周牧师第一件事在我生命里面做的就是把我带来认识耶稣，真正的在灵里认识耶稣。
The first thing that Pastor Xiao has done was bringing me to come to know Jesus. I mean, knowing Jesus in a spiritual way.
而且单单的仰望耶稣，依靠耶稣。
And just look upon him and rely on him.
因为当我从老远的马来西亚来到达勒斯的时候，参加特会。
When I came all the way from Malaysia to come to that conference in Dallas,
我以为会有很多的讲员。
I thought there were going to be many speakers.
可是周牧师跟我们说，没有讲员，只有耶稣。
But Pastor Chow told us, no, there won't be any speakers, Jesus only.
哇，这是我这么多年第一次听到一个牧师对我们说，是耶稣要来服侍我们。
That's the only time that I have only heard that Jesus is coming to serve us.
这是我第一次，就是2006年呢、啊，就进入了内在生活，就一致的跟着做牧师。
So in 2006, I've learned about inner life, then I started following Pastor Charles teaching.
然后2011年，在我最艰难的时候离开教会。
In 2011, in the darkest moment, I left my church.
也是他让我完全的仰望耶稣，不要依靠任何一个人。
It's also Pastor Charles' encouragement that I should look up to Jesus, not to rely on any individual.
所以他那时每一次问我的话就是，你觉得怎么样了？
So at that time, he asked me quite often, how do you feel?
我都会跟他说，哎呀，我很痛啊，我痛了，只剩下耶稣了。
I always told him that it's so painful. There's only Jesus left in me.
然后他就会对我说，那就对了。
Then he would say to me, that is how it should be.
原来他就是要我把我带进耶稣那边去，就是单单的要耶稣。
Then I understand he was actually pointing me to Jesus and seeking Jesus only.
这就是周牧师的生命。
That's his life, Pastor Charles' life.
也是他的生活。
Jesus' life is the way of his life.
所以他的生命就影响了我的生命。
So his teaching has influenced my life.
因为他活出那个耶稣的样式，用那个爱来包容怜悯。
He lives the way of Jesus and by showing me love and compassion.
好，接纳我这个受伤的人。
So me being hurt so much can be received.
我在周牧师的生命里头就被影响了。
In his life, I received influence.
所以我现在 也在传承，也在做把人带到耶稣面前的事。
So I've received this teaching, and now this is also my work by bringing people to Jesus.
我想今天能够走在这样的服事上，都是因为有属灵的导师的生命的影响。
I think today that I can serve people in this way is all because of this spiritual father and all the influence that he has put in me.
所以在今天这个特别的日子，我要把一切的荣耀感谢归给神。
So on this special day, I want to give God all the thanks for them.
所以当你看到我的时候呢，你就会看到周牧师的果子。
So when you see me, you see Pastor Charles' fruit in me.
也看到他生命所带下来的影响。
You also see his influence in my life.
我非常的感恩。
I'm so thankful.
感谢我在生命里头，神把周牧师带，就是把他带到我的生命里。
I thank God for bringing Pastor Chow into my life.
我想，在这个特别的日子里
，On this special occasion,
神的名得荣耀。
I want God's name to be glorified.
因为神把他的仆人做了，然后帮助了我们这许许多多的人。
God has sent His servant to help and build up so many.
所以我带着感恩的心，谢谢再次的要真的谢谢周牧师跟周师母。
With a thankful heart, I want to say thank you again to Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow.
让我真正感受耶稣的爱。
That I truly feel being received and also the love of Christ.
而包容和接纳。
And also they have accepted me.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
我把所有的荣耀都归给耶稣。
All the glory be unto God.
谢谢周牧师跟周师母。
Thank you, Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow.
我想我的分享就到这里。
And this is what I want to share.
Our next speaker will be Pastor Fei Yan.
下一位是Fei Yan牧师。
实在要感谢耶稣。
I'm really thankful to Jesus.
我们夫妻是在周牧师晚年的时候认识他的。
We have come to know him in his later life.
也是他把我们引到耶稣面前的。
Also, he brought us before Jesus.
是我们走上了内在生活这条路。
So we have started our journey inner life.
我想讲一下我们夫妻眼中的周牧师。
I want to talk about how they are like in our eyes.
第一次见到周牧师的时候是在香港特会。
The first time we met them at a conference in Hong Kong.
我们是围坐在一个大圆桌上吃饭。
At the time, we sat at the, by a big table and having a meal.
饭前他从他自己的座位上起来。
He stood up.
然后绕到对面向一个年轻的同工道歉。
Came around the table and apologized to another coworker.
当时我惊讶于我心里这位大牧师他的平凡和和蔼可亲。
At that time I was so surprised that he is just a normal and easygoing person.
那个时候我还不懂那就是主耶稣谦卑柔和生命的流露。
Is such a famous pastor, but I did not realize at that time that's actually a reflection of a humble life of Jesus.
记得在团契之家的墙上挂着尼托生弟兄所说的一段话。
I remember at a fellowship home, there is a poster with the Watchman Nee's word.
神注重我们所事的，过于我们所做的。
God cares more about how we are than what we do.
真实的工作乃是生命的流露。
True work is the outflowing of life.
算子数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
All your ministries is the life of Christ.
这也是我看到这位老仆人所活出来的生命。
That's also how I see in them, the way they have lived their life.
我们夫妻在团契住过一段日子。
My husband and I lived at the fellowship home for some time.
每次都能看到周牧师对周师母无微不至的照顾。
And every time we see Pastor Chow's love upon Mrs. Chow.
每天早上，周牧师会为师母预备他所吃的维生素药物早餐。
Every morning, Pastor Chow will prepare things that Mrs. Chow needs.
午餐过后呢，他会陪师母午休。我把那个时光叫做他们老两口的甜蜜时光。
And in the afternoon, Pastor Chow will take a nap with Mrs. Chow, and I call that the sweet moment, Chow's.
晚餐一般都是吃蔬菜沙拉。
And dinner, they usually will have a salads.
他们吃的很简单。
They eat in a simple way.
吃饭的时候总能听到周牧师对师母说，我们不再为自己活了，是为主活。
When dining, I can always hear them saying that we no longer live for ourselves, we live for Christ.
他们老两口的生活非常的简单。
They lived a simple life.
在团契之家里有一个屋子是他们住的。
There is a room at the fellowship house, and that's where they live.
里面有简单的家具和一些简单的生活用品。
Just some simple furnitures and simple stuff they use for daily life.
他们没有地上属于自己的财产跟房子。
They don't have much properties on earth.
除了神赐给他们夫妻肉身的儿女以外。
Other than the children that God has given to them.
他们有很多的属灵儿女。
They have so many spiritual children.
这些弟兄姐妹就像我们夫妻一样，引到基督面前的。
These brothers and sisters are all like us. They were led by them to Christ.
他把我们带到主面前，与主连接。
They have brought us before the Lord to be connected to the Lord.
很多的姐妹都希望能成为像师母一样是一个不回嘴的人。
Many sisters want to be like just Mrs. Xia who never talked back to her husband.
见到周师母并且与她小住的日子里。
In those days living with them.
了解到她是一个极其安静的姐妹，话很少。
We come to understand that Mrs. Xia is a quiet woman.
师母的女儿们来看望她的时候告诉我说，她的妈妈在年轻的时候就是一个祷告的人。
When their daughters come to visit Mrs. Xiao, they told me that Mrs. Xiao has been a quiet person since young.
在陪伴师母的时候，有的时候可以看到她的脚翘在凳子上，就好像有节奏的在动。
Sometimes I can see Mrs. Xiao moving her leg.And it's like following some temp.
圣灵就让我知道那是他在里面敬拜神。
And Holy Spirit showed me that when and how Mrs. Xiao is worshiping the Lord in her heart.
虽然他身上有那么多的病痛，可是他一直看到他的是常常喜乐，而且又安静，常常在灵里就是这样敬拜神的。
And even though Mrs. Xiao has some physical challenges, but I can still see how she worships and being joyful in the Lord.
这样的姐妹实在是很少见。
You don't really find a sister like this.
几年的交往中，周牧师非常关心我们夫妻的属灵生命。
Pastor Xiao cares about our spiritual journey a lot.
他也教导我们在生活中要活出基督的生命。
He also teaches us to live out a life of Christ.
而且我们看到的他也是这样活的，也做了我们很好的榜样。
He has set a great model before us.
在他写给我的信里面，他非常关心我们夫妻以及我们家庭。
In the letters that he has wrote to me, he cares so much about my family and our well-being.
那个时候我的儿子生病了，他写信给我们说。
At that time, my son was sick and he wrote to us.
他们老俩一直在为我们祷告。
They were praying for us.
告诉我在家里不要讲任何负面消极的话。
Telling me that to believe God reigns and don't speak of anything negative.
要在爱上学习生命的功课。
And learn the lesson of the loving.
他不是跟我们讲什么高言大智，而是生活中很实际的东西。
It's not some high wisdom, just practical things in life.
在这我念一段他写给我的信，我摘下了这么一小段。
So here I would like to read some from some of the letter that he has written to us.
关于你的工作，神会一步一步的带领你们。
Concerning your work, God will lead you all the way, step by step.
无论做何决定，不要操之过急。
Don't be hurried or feel rushed in making a decision.
神做事有他一定的时间，水到渠成。
God has His way and His timing.
并要相信神在掌管一切。
Believe that He is in control.
重要的是你有一颗顺服主和为主而活的心智。
What's most important is that you need to have a heart to live for Jesus.
为主而活乃是人生最高价值所在。
It's the highest value that you can achieve by living for Christ.
也是最有意义和最快乐的人生。
It's the happiest life and the most meaningful way of life.
如此一生，何等快乐，何等满足。
So that way you can be happy and satisfied for your life.
然而前面还有很长的路需要你亲自去走。
There is a long journey in front of you that you had to take by yourself.
生命的道路是必须要自己去走的，无人可以代替。
Way of life, you have to take by yourself and no one can replace you.
虽然我是认识周牧师是在他晚年的时候。
Even though I've come to know them at their later stage of life.
他看我们特别宝贵。
He looked at us preciously.
常常从他身上流露出基督的爱。
We saw the love of Christ from them.
特别激励我们。
And that has encouraged us a lot.
所以我心里常有一句话，好像就是一粒麦子死了，落在土里死了，结出许多的籽粒，我们就是他所结出的果子。
So it's been in my heart, even though a grain has fallen into the ground and died, but it has produced so many fruits, and we are one of those fruits.
Hallelujah, 荣耀归给神。
Hallelujah, be the glory. This is my sharing.
I understand that they joined us from China, and that's a real blessing. For those of you who didn't know that, I didn't know that.
他们是在大陆那边连上线的。
Praise God. Our next speaker is Mercy, Sister Mercy.
下一位要分享的是童子祥姐妹。
Hi, 大家好。
Hi, everyone.
我就很直接的分享我觉得周牧师对我来讲，他是一个工作狂。
I will go straight in. To me, Pastor Shaw is a workaholic.
他除了等候神、祷告、聚会、吃饭、睡觉、去散步以外，其他时间全部都在工作。
Other than waiting upon the Lord and eating and sleeping, the remaining of his time, he just worked.
对，还有他之前会看新闻，就陪师母聊天。
Sometimes he watch news and he will spend time talking with Mrs. Xiao.
然后常常看到他就是在电脑面前一直写，一直写，一直写。
And a lot of time, and most of the time, I see him just typing and writing in front of the computer.
然后一直到现在，我觉得他留下来最宝贵的资产就是他所有的信息跟书籍。
And the most treasured wealth that he's left us is the messages and his teaching.
这也是神给我的最主要。我活在地上的追求。
That's also what God has left to me, a great treasure.
我就每次以前有人问我说，你们 JMI, 你们都很忙吧？
Sometimes people will ask us, like serving at JMI, you guys must be busy.
我说我们都不忙，是周牧师最忙。
I said to them, no, we're not busy at all. Pastor Shaw is the only person who's busy.
现在换成玛莎牧师。
And now it's Sister Martha's turn.
所以我很感谢主，他就让我看见一个在主里面劳苦的功效。
I'm very thankful it shows me the fruit of labor in Lord.
然后周牧师对我而言，他也是一个非常节省的老人。
To me, he is a kind old man.
非常节省，很省钱。
Very frugal.
然后常常，比如说像厨房那个保洁膜都要重复使用。
Like he recycles some stuff at kitchen.
然后 他但是在施工早期的时候，因为当时施工也没什么人奉献，然后我就会说，那牧师要不要向大众来公告一下，需要我们需要奉献。
But at the early stage of his ministry in Dallas, we don't have much financial resources. Then I recommended that maybe we should, tell everyone, and so they understand our financial situation.
然后周牧师总是回答说，我认识的神，只要是他的工作，他必会供应，不会公开奉献，来宣告奉献。
But Pastor Chao always reminds me, the God that I know, for his own ministry, he will be responsible for all the needs. And so he always said that the world never made any announcement that we will take some donations or such kind.
所以他来附加一句，如果事工需要没有钱了，就跟他要。
Then he will add this.
跟周牧师要。
Then he will add this, like if.Our ministry needs any financial resources. You can just ask me.
然后周牧师常常从他自己的钱，就是别人奉献给他的钱，转成让事工使用。
And quite often, Pastor Chao will receive some offering from sisters and brothers, but he will move those money from his own personal account into the ministry.
所以他是自己很省，但是对于事工是非常大方。
He's been very frugal to himself, but he's very generous and kind to the ministry.
所以，比如像有以前他每次帮他订机票都非常的辛苦，因为他常常为了省一个人省个20块，我要查很多的信息。
But it's been a great pain, especially when booking a ticket for him. He wants to save $10 here and $20 there.And I have to make many changes and book ticket repeatedly.
然后我就有一次我就劝他，他为了有一次他为了省20块，他就从好像从第一次要飞到达拉斯，中间还有一个停留 stop.
There's one time just for saving $20 sake, he is willing to take one stop flying from DC to Dallas.
后来。在这个 one stop 的中间，飞机 delay 了，他们又要去找旅馆，然后早上又要来赶飞机，他就自己学到了教训。
That one stop, the flight was delayed. Then he had to find a hotel to stay overnight, and that cost extra, so he learned his lesson.
但是下一次周牧师又忘记了，还是继续要省钱。
But the next time, Pastor Chao then forget.What he has learned, and he still manages and wants to save.
但是他自己个人每个月他自己的个人又会奉献给一些公益团体。
He's been very frugal, and he does that quite often to himself. But every single month, he still makes donations to non-profit organizations.
所以他的这样子的身教，我觉得就很影响我。
So.That way has influenced me how he manages his resources.
他常常说我不需要那么多钱，因为我已经很有钱了。
He always says that I'm so rich, I don't really need money.
所以我就很感谢主，我觉得这个就是一个很好的一个，真的看到一个他是以神为乐的人。
So that way I see he really take God as his pleasure.
他也基本上不买衣服，除非要办特会之前他需要，他就去买个一两件。
He doesn't really buy any clothes except for like prior to some conferences, he would go pick up a couple pieces, few pieces.
然后师母也没什么衣服，也很少衣服。
Mrs. Chao doesn't really have much clothes.
对，他们两个人衣服加起来比我还要少。
So with all their clothes combined, they have a fewer than I have.
所以就我很感谢主，就是还有好多好多很细节的，我觉得他的身教重于言教。
Many more details, and they all show that he has showed his teaching by the way he lived, other than the way he speak.
他的书怎么写，他就是怎么活出来的。
Whatever he puts in writing, that's the way he lives.
对，所以感谢主，好，我就分享到这里。
Thank you, Lord. That's what I want to share.
The next speaker is Sister Margaret Wang from Taiwan. And yes, this will be a recorded message. And it also should be noted that the Wang family has been used by the Lord in the ministry of...
这段信息是已经先预录好的。
我们所敬爱这四句属灵的伟人周金海牧师师母现已在我们亲爱的三位一体的神怀里，真的实在是好的无比的。30年前我就认识周金海牧师师母，当时我们在台北的台湾塑胶公司办公大楼，每星期晚上都有聚会， 常邀请不同的讲员，聚会是6点半开始，一般讲员最多到晚上10点就结束了，但周金海牧师师母都会会后一一的为有需要的弟兄姐妹一一致示范祷告，到晚上12点因大楼警卫的限制才离开。我当时真的很好奇， 怎么会有这么满有大爱的传道人呢？他怎么有这么有恩高，又满有神的大能，一一的医治、释放弟兄姐妹，让他们得医治、问题得解答呢？周敬仰牧师的安静等候神是弟兄姐妹不可少的亲近神的捷径。 我每天安静等候神，2至3小时，不但让我有机会可以尽心尽力尽心尽意的爱主我们的神，也能得着一天丰盛的恩膏。周金海牧师所教导的住在主里面，让我每时每刻都可跟随圣灵，跟随恩膏的教训，住在主里面。 我还记得20多年前，周金海牧师在我家楼下几百个人的聚会里教导的《约翰福音14章21节》，有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必以门我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现主的显现，主的 manifestation。 在任何的场所，在我们没有任何解答的时候，在我们任何困难艰辛的环境里，在我们疲倦站不起来的时刻，主的 manifestation， 主的特别显现，都使我得胜有余，灵里充神，灵里充足，满有主恩。周金海牧师师母 是我们在这世上杰出的属灵父亲，不停地喂养我们长大，满有基督长成的身量。周金海牧师师母留给我们的是永恒无价、珍贵天上的资产。So
Sister Wang briefly talked about how they met, and also one thing specifically she mentioned is that a lot of time when you go to a meeting, a normal meeting will end at 10, but he will continue to go till, like, say, 12 a.m. He just ministered to every single one of them who come to the meeting and pray for them until, security guard has to ask them to leave and close the meeting. And also, she mentioned about, Pastor Chao is a great man of this age, and the precious teaching that he has left to the later generations.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank all of those who have shared via Zoom, and I trust you can continue. I see on the bottom there that there are over 400 people that are listening in on the Zoom call.
我现在在这上面大概有400人参加那个我们线上的那个会议。
And again, it's a testimony to the fruit and ministry of our brother and sister.
我们在这边所做见证的是他们所结出的果子。
There are a number of songs that were listed for us to sing today.
这边有几首诗歌我们列了，我们大家一起来唱的。
And one of them is not in our book.
有一首诗歌它并没有在我们的诗歌本里面。
But I think Brother Paul knows it.
但是我想那个Brother Paul 知道说那首诗歌是什么。
The joy of the Lord is my strength. Why don't we stand as we sing? And I want to see everyone smiling, all right? There we are, that's it.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Again.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
He gives me living.
He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. He gives me living water, and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The other one.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Oh, Jesus, you are our joy, Lord.You are the joy of living, my God, and we give you praise, dear God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear its voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.And give him the glory, great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.And give him the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
请坐.
Now we're ready for the second half of the meeting this morning. In 1979, our brother started the church in Maryland.
在1979年的时候，那个周牧师在马里兰开始了一个教会。
The Chinese Christian Church of Maryland.
也就是华美教会。
And we have a recorded message from our brother Yu.
我们余弟兄他也预录了一段信息。
They weren't able to be here for this time.
他们这次没有办法来。
As they have some family business or family matters to take care of in Texas.
他们在德州有一些家庭的事情需要处理。
But we're happy that they were able to share this word with us.
但是我们很高兴他们可以跟我们分享他们的见证。
我的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。我是马里兰州华美基督教会的余道杰牧师。我认得周弟兄，那是在1974年，那个时候我们在 Baltimore 有一个聚会，在一起服侍的时候， 我们邀请周弟兄每隔一个月或者是两个月来给我们分享信息。当时周弟兄所分享的信息就是圣灵充满和基督内住。对我来讲，这一种的信息是非常的亲切，而且让我里头有很深的一个共鸣。因为我在中学的时候被圣灵充满，在大学的时候因为读了劳伦斯弟兄的一个书，我就开始私下操练活在神的同在里。但是对于当时从这个查经班改变成中国教会的中国弟兄姐妹来说，是相当的不容易接受。到了2020年，这已经40几年了啊，在我们的感恩节退休会的时候，周弟兄他分享信息。到了2021年1月份新年的时候，他分享信息。他所分享的信息仍然是圣灵充满，仍然是基督内住。所以在这40几年来，我认得他，他从开始到最后一直坚持忠心传讲操练一个信息，就是住在基督里。1979年我因为工作搬到了 Silver Spring， 那很快的我们就在我们的家里头开始了礼拜三晚上的一个查经祷告聚会。那查经的题目又是马太福音里面的圣灵。那本来我们只是在一起的追求，没有想到要在主日有什么聚会的啊。但是因为主给周弟兄有以赛亚书55章的话，所以在年底感恩节的时候，我们就开始了在教会里头聚会。那是在一个圣召会很小的教堂啊，开始了下午的主日聚会。第一天聚会人数蛮多的，大概有90个人。第二天掉了一半，第三天又掉一半，进了没几天以后剩下没有多少人，甚至有的时候只剩下我们两家。不过就在这个时候，神亲自教导我们一些的基本功课。如果要开始一个聚会，周弟兄他学到了，不是看聚会的人数，而是看重神的同在。那对我们家来讲，我们学的功课是要转眼仰望耶稣，什么都不看，就是单单的为主要主啊。当我们这些基本功课学好了之后，神就开始慢慢带人到聚会里头来。接下来去了20年，周弟兄就和我们弟兄姐妹们在一起学习追求配搭服侍，所以这20年也是我们大家一起成长被主训练的时候。直到有一天主呼召周弟兄他进入一个更宽更广神国和服侍众教会的服侍，那他就离开了我们。那因为周弟兄写了一些的书，也有一些的特会的一些的这些的记录哈，所以公开服侍方面我就不谈了。我现在稍微提几件我们私下所对他的一个认识。当教会刚开始的时候，周弟兄他还是一个带着职业的服侍哈，就是一面服侍一面上班的。那么在这样一个情形，有的时候工作里头是压力非常大，碰到许多的难处。有一个聚会的时候，周弟兄他觉得他受不了，他里头觉得很需要我们的扶持，所以他就找季斌弟兄跟我，让我们来为他代祷啊。结果他就跪下来让我们按手为他祷告。所以我们看到他是一个谦卑的人，在主面前需要主。那还有呢我们私底下那个时候常常出去吃饭呢，因为人不多嘛啊，所以那个时候我们好像是朋友，但事实上他又是我的老师。所以当我们在一起的时候，我们什么话都说。那很清楚的看见他的呼召是要在一个更多渴慕主、亲近主、要追求主的一般弟兄姐妹中服侍。那对我的一个呼召呢，就是要我在一个 local 当地的教会，陪着那一些也许在这一方面还没有进入到这样程度的，或者信心还不够得上的一些的弟兄姐妹，也是神的儿女，陪着他们一起成长，慢慢的来这里 和他们一同的追求进入啊。所以这两方面我们是不一样，我们很清楚，但是呢我们又知道说，就是因为这样子的不同，所以我们可以在一起彼此互补，在服侍教会的事上我们就可以彼此互补。那这也是神所安排的吧。那在苏弟兄决定去德州之前最后一个主日的聚会啊，他讲完道以后，我们就到了小房间啊，那是在讲台旁边的小房间里头。我们一进去，我就看见说他有一些的难过啊，有点忧伤。那很快的，他一下子跑过来，趴在我的肩膀上就哭了起来，而且真的是出声的哭出来，然后说了许多他心里的话。那他是一个感情很丰富的人，他也是很重情义的人，他很需要朋友，有的时候他确实是相当的孤单，所以在这样一个情形底下，他就会更多的追求主自己，追求耶稣自己。那最后这多年来，因为 JMI 的服事越来越重越来越多，他回玛丽兰的次数也就少了，但是他每一次回来我们都有私底下见面，在一起吃点饭，我们有些还是有一些的交通。那到了最后这一段日子里头，他说了，他说他已经预备好随时准备要见主了，而且他觉得说每一天主还给他气息能够留在地上，这都是神所额外的恩典。他今天只做一件事，他其他什么也不想做了，他只要做一件事，他就是要教导传讲孽债的生活。那这是他到最后 这段时间常常提的事情。但是我还是记得在最后一次我们在聚会的时候，我们两个在一起，他讲到一件事情，他是余弟兄，你如果一直要在教会里头服侍的话，神没有办法带你去更深属灵更宽的一个服侍里头。他有点生气，也不是生气，他有点心急啊，他实在是盼望我能够跟他能够更多的出去啊，所以在很开始的时候他就常常邀请我，但是我里头的负担跟我的恩赐跟我的呼召是要先在教会里头，所以我相信这件事情是他里头相当没有办法完全同意的事哈，但是我们个人向主负责。我们在谈话的时候，常常周师母就在旁边，他在旁边的话他都是很安静的，他也不说话，但是周师母是一个灵命蛮深的人，而且他是一个祷告的人啊，所以周弟兄他有一次告诉我，他说周余弟兄啊，当你在生病的时候，你晓得吗，周师母在方言中那一种向神的呼求迫切，我从来没有看见过他是这样子为一个人祷告。所以周师母表面看起来我们很少接触，但是他为着我们的祷告我们永远纪念感谢啊，我们非常感谢主。那有的人以为说周弟兄只是会讲圣灵充满讲孽主生活，事实上他非常的在乎神的话语。有一次他在 Pilgrim Camp 讲希伯来书，他给我借了两三本的这个圣经注释，就是 commentary， 他在那里要查经，要先明白圣经等等的哈，我也不多说。也就是说他不光光只是在外头的一些公开的服事，私底下还是很用功。在这认识周弟兄将近50年的时间里头，我是看见了他身上生命的改变确实不一样了。那让我们看见说这个生命的追求，这个内在生活的追求是好的，是应该的啊。所以我也盼望我们留在这里的弟兄姐妹，我们还是要继续不断的追求被圣灵充满，一定要建立一个和主耶稣之间亲密的正直接最亲密的一个关系，然后我们靠着圣灵的能力活出内住的基督，能够荣耀主，使我们配搭在一起的时候，神在建造他的教会，然后使教会能够出去成为这世代的祝福。我相信这也是主在这里给我们的一个提醒，主来的日子确实近了，这个世代很可能很快就结束了，所以今天我们仍然是唯有耶稣永是耶稣哈，这是我们的一个标杆。最后我读一节圣经给大家做一个结束，希伯来书12章1到2节，我们既有这许多的见证人 如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。愿神祝福各位，我们要鼓励 JMI 的同工们坚持不放弃，继续把这个光传递下去。谢谢。
Briefly, so they met in 1974, and so the first meeting that Pastor Yi has received from Pastor Zhao was talking about being filled by Holy Spirit and also the indwelling Christ. So they have known each other for 40 years. And for all these entire 40 years, Pastor Zhao's message is the same. It's the same message, which is dwell in Him. And he talked a lot about some of their personal interaction, and also one thing that Pastor you mentioned about was that when they just started their church, at the first meeting they have 90 people come to the meeting, and then the second time when they have a meeting only 45 people left, and then the attendance continued to drop until at some time there are just two families left at the church. But also through those trials, they learn not to look at the attendance, but just to focus on God. And then gradually, God continue to bring people to their church. For 20 years, they have labored together at the church. And they have different callings. And somehow they worked in a way to compensate for each other. And also, for one time that Pastor Zhao mentioned about that he was really having some difficulty and challenge at his work. So he asked Brother Steve and also Pastor Yi to pray for him. So he just knelt down and received their prayers for him. So it also shows how humble Pastor Zhao was. And then in a later stage of Pastor Zhao's life, he mentioned to Pastor Yu that he said he's ready to meet the Lord. And for the time that he has remained on earth, he will do nothing but just to continue to preach the inner life. Yeah, the first sermon that Pastor Zhao preached, and also the last sermon that Pastor Yu has heard Pastor Zhao preach, which is the indwelled Christ and also the inner life. And Pastor Yu mentioned about during this 50 years of having known him, he certainly see that Pastor Zhao has changed, growing mature in Christ. And at the end of his sharing, he has a lot of encouragement about how we should continue to focus on this path by living a life of Jesus only.
As part of their ministry in Maryland, they had an association with the Corrigans, who are in Virginia and Fredericksburg. And so Brother Mike and Sister Donna have a recorded message for us.
接下来这个信息是跟牧师师母他们认识，也有一些连结在维吉尼亚州的一个教会。然后这个信息也是预录好的。
Brother Mike and I want to express our appreciation for Pastor Chow and Sister Chow and their ministry. We pray that during this time of remembering of our brother and sister, that each one of his family will be comforted and strengthened. Pastor Chow, he pastored the Chinese Christian Church in Maryland for many years. When he was pastoring, the Lord began to open doors for him to minister to various groups here in America and then in other countries. His intense desire for the people he came into contact with was that they would come into an experience of knowing Jesus. To help in this endeavor, he wrote books in the Chinese language and emphasizing the truth of the inward life. Many thousands of people were impacted by his ministry and writings. He began a teaching school via the internet, and many hungry received teaching and were strengthened. Pastor Chow would host a retreat at his church every November. It has been Brother Mike and my privilege to attend these precious times for over 30 years. Pastor Chow would yield to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and the meetings would be blessed with God's working. Times of praise and silence and great liberty were spontaneously poured out as we sought the Lord together. The speaking ministry would point each in attendance to the importance of knowing Jesus and walking in His presence. We felt that each time we gathered in these retreats, we received inward strength from His presence. In the earlier years, Brother Chow had a number of other ministers attending the retreat. Brother Chow would ask how many meetings we could attend. Brother Mike would say, "I can come Friday." Brother Chow would say, "If you can stay Friday, then I can put you in a hotel and you can stay Saturday." Then we would surrender and say, leaving after the Saturday night meeting at 10:30 and get home after midnight. And then we'd get up early the next morning to have services on Sunday morning. And Brother Mike said that Brother Chow had the sweetest way of getting his own way, but we always felt privileged that he wanted us and included us to minister with him. Pastor Chow also raised up precious workers in his church, giving them opportunities to be involved in different capacities. We saw them develop and be able to continue the precious work Brother and Sister Chow began. Pastor Yu has kept the light of Jesus burning very brightly in the midst of the church for many years now. Every time I've had the privilege of ministering the Word in Maryland, I marvel at the work Pastor Chow began and the workers he raised up to faithfully continue what he began. Pastor Chow truly gave the Lord his all to bless many thousands of lives here in America and around the world. He continued to serve even into advanced age. He was faithful to the ministry until the day the Lord called him home. I believe Pastor Chow and his dear wife heard Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." God enable each of us to serve Him with the passion that they faithfully serve the Lord with. God bless his dear family and all gathered to remember the Chows. We send our love from the Corrigans. God bless.
刚才这位牧师大所分享，就是说他跟他先生跟周牧师他的一些共事的一些经过，然后他提到的就是周牧师他们的事工，然后还有他们所写的书，还有他们的教导，然后就是周牧师他们在教会当中所带领聚会的时候，就是学习要顺服圣灵的带领，然后让神自由的运行在聚会当中，所以没有一些特定的聚会的那些程序。然后他同时也提到，就是说周牧师他是一个非常愿意训练同工的人，然后他常让他的同工们来服侍，然后他去这对牧师师母他们到华美教会去的时候，他们每当看到周牧师师母所训练出来的同工，他们是什么样的带领，然后是什么样的就是学习，他们对他们的工作感到真的是非常的很棒。然后结尾他就很简单，就是说他很感恩，就是说周牧师师母他们真的是神非常忠心的仆人，然后也愿神就是继续的安慰周牧师师母的家人。
Well, we've come to the last portion for this morning, and it involves our brother's connection with the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship. In 1985, November 29th, he was ordained during the 60th anniversary celebration of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. He had been recommended by our brother Gordon Gardner, the director here at the camp, and brother Edwin Waldfogel conducted that service. And so through the years, we've been associated through the church ministries. And I believe that Brother Chow considered himself part of the Ridgewood Fellowship. And so we're happy to have Brother Dan Schreck here this morning. And he's going to share something. He's the pastor at the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. Come, Brother Dan.
Well, it is a great privilege to be here among you this morning.
很高兴今天可以来在这边跟各位在一起。
Remembering God's goodness and God's faithfulness and the blessing that Brother and Sister Chow were to all of us.
在这里我们来纪念神的恩典，特别是透过周牧师师母所带给我们的。
As many have been expressing already today, I'm so thankful for their example that they set before us all.
特别大家都已经分享过，就是说我们非常感恩，就是他们所在我们现在所做的榜样。
They had such a simple and consistent walk with Jesus.
他们跟神同行的这道路是非常简单，但是是一直很持续的。
When you were around them, you were drawn to Jesus.
当你靠近他们的时候，你就被他们身上的耶稣所吸引。
The gentle kindness and love of Jesus was so real when you spent time with them.
当你跟他们在一起的时候，他们身上那所散发出来的耶稣的爱是如此的真实。
And I have very fond memories of when we were young, and sometimes a few times some small groups of us would go down to visit the folks in Maryland.
我记得就是说，当我们小的时候，我们有些时候会去华美教会拜访他们。我们那时候就是一群小小的团体。
We had all gotten to know each other through Pilgrim Camp.
然后还有我们就是也认识彼此，就是当我们来到这个营地的时候。
And some of Brother and Sister Chow's children were living in New York.
还有就是钟牧师他们有一些子女也住在纽约。
And so we would go with them and visit Brother and Sister Chow and the others in Maryland.
所以有些时候我会跟那个钟牧师师母的儿女一起到华美教会去拜访他们。
And Brother and Sister Chow were always very welcoming and kind to us.
钟牧师跟周师母他非常乐于接待我们。
We had precious times in their home and in the meetings in the CCCMD.
在他们家里的教会，我们都有一些非常宝贵的时光。
There's so much that Brother and Sister Chow taught us in the simplicity and consistency of their walk with the Lord.
他们给我们很多的教导，特别是关于那些非常简单的、单单的来跟随神。
And when I learned of their passing, my thoughts were drawn to a passage in Isaiah chapter 6.
然后特别是说，当我知道说他们过世的时候。我就是那个以赛亚书第六章就有一些经节来到我里面。
Isaiah chapter 6 begins with a life-changing moment in Isaiah's life and in the life of all of the kingdom of Judah.
然后他这边所提到的信息是关于说以赛亚他的生命来到一个改变的时刻，然后还有就是说以色列的王。
The significant moment of time there is marked by the death of King Uzziah.
然后特别是那个时候那个王刚过世。
Uzziah had been known as one of the greatest kings since Solomon.
当时那个王是所罗门王之后最伟大的一个王。
He built up strong defenses to protect them from invaders.
然后那个王他建造一个城堡来防止入侵。
He did much to build up the kingdom both domestically and internationally.
然后他当时就是把他王国建造得非常强大，不仅在当时的地方很强大，然后同时在国际上也是很强大的。
And sadly, Uzziah's reign ended with failure, but he was remembered for having done much for the kingdom of Judah.
然后他对着那个犹大国做了一些贡献。
He reigned a long time over a prosperous nation, and people depended on him.
他掌权掌权一段很长的时间，然后同时他的国家非常兴旺。
As long as Uzziah was on the throne, all was well in Judah, it seemed.
然后只要是他做王的话，就是说这整个国家看起来好像都很繁荣。
And so I think the reason that this passage was in my thoughts was this, that when God brings people into our lives who are a strong influence on us,
所以当我听到他们过世的时候，我就想起来，就是说当神把那些对我们生命很有影响力的人带到我们身边的时候。
And people who have great faith,
然后特别是有信心的人,
we can become somewhat dependent on them and on their faith.
很多的时候我们就变成说我们会依靠他依赖他们。
And when they're taken from us,
然后当他们离开我们的时候,
we feel that loss keenly.
然后那个对我们所造成的损失我们深深的感受到了。
And we can begin to feel like the people of the kingdom of Judah felt when Uzziah died. What will become of us now?
所以我们那时候就会很像这犹大国所发生在犹大国里面，当乌西亚王他过世的时候，那些百姓是如何的感受。
And yet it was at that very time that when Isaiah and all Judah felt this great loss, that God gave this great revelation of himself to Isaiah.
但是也就是在那个时候当乌西亚王过世的时候神就给了以赛亚这个启示。
And what did he see? It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
这边是以赛亚书第六章的第一节到第三节，我就不花时间去念了。
King Uzziah was no longer on his throne, but God was still on his throne.
虽然说乌西亚王他已经过世了，但是神还是坐在他的宝座上。
And it's at pivotal moments like these in our lives that God wants us to get a greater sight of himself.
很多时候在我们生命当中有这些重要时刻，神的目的是要我们能够来更多的看到他。
And a greater sense of his presence with us.
然后同时更多的感受到神的同在。
And I believe that nothing would make Brother and Sister Chow happier than when we think of them and remember them, that we would be inspired to have a greater sight of Jesus.
我相信中牧师师母一定会感到非常欣慰，特别是每当我们想起他的时候，我们就更多能够认识耶稣。
To walk and live in the presence of Jesus.
同时就活在耶稣的同在当中。
And so this day, as we remember them, let us look up and see our Lord high and lifted up, and let's bow before him. And
所以今天当我们来纪念周牧师师母的时候，就让我们来想起，我们也是，就想起我们要看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
Yes, and let's see our Lord and sing with those angels, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
所以今天我们也来纪念，我们也来唱这个，就是圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy holy image reflected in me. Divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision that all may see thy holy image reflected in me.
Amen. Amen. Our next speaker is Brother Pastor Kenneth Friedman. Now he's got a long history. Well, Fredericksburg for a while, Ridgewood Pentecostal Church for a while, and now the Canarsie. And so come, Brother Ken.
接下来这位是 Keith 弟兄，他跟牧师有很认识很久了。
I might last night, and I'm leaving after this meeting.
Go back. 昨天晚上到的，但是在这个聚会之后，我就得要回家了。
It would have been easier to stay home, but I felt it an honor to be able to come and express my appreciation for Brother and Sister Chow and their ministry.
留在家里比较舒服，但是我觉得这是一个荣幸，我能够来到这里跟大家分享我跟周牧师师母的关系。
I met them many years ago, and not once did Brother Chow ever correct me for anything.
我认识他们很久了，但是周牧师师母从来没有指正过我任何的事情。
But as I was sitting here, I realized he being such a busy man probably felt it would take too much time to go over all my faults.
但是我在这里听大家做见证的时候，我就想，也许他因为太忙了，所以他没有时间来纠正我的错误。
Of course, Brother Chow and his wife, we got to know the family a little bit, especially here at Pilgrim Camp.
特别是透过周牧师师母，所以我们才可以认识这些更广大的家人，也就是在 Pilgrim Camp 这个地方。
And my wife and I got to especially know Martha, living in the city. Sometimes after church, we would drive her home.
然后特别也就是因为这样，我们才能够认识那个 Martha。然后特别是当我们到纽约市的时候。
So one day Martha asked my wife, I would like to take you out for Chinese food. Do you want Chinese food Or do you want American Chinese food?
然后有一天，Martha就问我太太说：“哎，我们想要带你上餐馆去吃饭，那你想要的是美式的中餐还是道地的中餐呢？”
So before I had a chance to speak, my wife said Chinese food.
然后就在我能够做选择之前，我太太就说我们要道地的中式餐。
So Martha took us to an area of the city, and we went through dark alleys and into the back of some little restaurant, it seemed.
然后Martha她就带我们到那个纽约市里面，就是一些暗巷里面，然后在那个后面角落的那种餐馆。
And there were these few tables, and much to my amazement, there were Chinese people eating soup with chopsticks.
然后我觉得非常惊讶，就是说在那很小的餐馆有几张桌子，然后那些华人他们在吃饭的时候，他们是用筷子在喝汤。
So I learned something.
所以对我来说，那是一个新的经验。
It's a real Chinese restaurant. They eat soup with chopsticks.
所以那时候我才知道说，哦，原来喝汤是可以用筷子的。
When I thought about our brother Chow and his passing, I immediately associated him with his teaching on waiting on God.
因为当我想到周牧师他过世的时候，第一件事情我想到就是说他关于等待安静等候神的教导。He
was a man that spent much time waiting in the presence of God.
他花很多时间来等候神。And
as a result, he became what we would call a godly person.
也就因此等候神，他就可以跟神的关系越来越亲近。Not
every Christian could be considered a godly man or a godly woman.
不是说每个基督徒都可以跟神有个亲近的关系。You
become godly by spending much time with God.
你之所以变得与神更亲近，是因为你花时间跟神在一起。And
out of that devotion and that time with God, the character of Christ develops in you, and you begin to bear the fragrance of Christ with you.
当你花时间等候神的时候，神的他那个香气就可以在你里面越来越多。
I remember when he first wrote the book, Waiting on God.
我记得他刚写完那本书《安静等候神》。And
the English version was so simple and practical. It was such a blessing to me.
那个英文版对我来说是一个极大的祝福，因为它非常简单，而且容易实行。There's
a difference between prayer and waiting upon the Lord.
在祷告还有等候神之间，它其实是有个区别的。
Mrs. Robinson wrote something that perhaps influenced Brother Chow about waiting on God.
罗炳森师母所写的东西给周牧师带来一些影响，特别是在关于等候神的教导上。I
just wanted to read just a little portion of that.
我想念一小段给大家听。Whenever
you can take a few minutes of just waiting on Jesus, not necessarily praying, but just waiting, looking into his face, desiring his presence.
如果可以的话，就是花几分钟的时间来等候神，不一定是祷告，但是就是单单的来等候，然后仰望耶稣的脸，然后来享受他的同在。
And then she goes on here and says that at first you might not seem to receive much, but if you continue, presently your soul will hunger for him, and the sweetness of himself will come to you, and you will get to be like lovers.
一开始你可能不会感受很多，但是当你持续这样操练的时候，神他的甜美跟丰盛就会慢慢的更多的临到你。And
so she encourages us that whenever we have a moment, that we ought to take advantage of that time to just get along with Jesus.
所以罗炳森师母的教导就是说，每当我任何时刻，我们应该要利用那个机会来亲近耶稣。And
I know that her brother Chow and his wife did that, lived that way.
我知道这就是周牧师还有周师母他们生活的样式。When
you take a paperclip and place it on a magnet, if you leave it there long enough, it becomes magnetized.
当你把一个回纹针放在那个磁铁上面的时候，你如果放得够久的话，那个回纹针本身也会变得有磁性。Then
it has a similar drawing power to the magnet.
甚至那个回纹针本身都可以吸引一些金属的东西过来。
And I believe that Brother Chow and Sister Chow, we heard we heard already that when you were in their presence, there was a drawing to Jesus that you felt.
所以这就是我们常听到，就是说，当你跟周牧师师母在一起的时候，你们可以感觉到身上的神的同在在吸引你们。
There was that fragrance of Christ that made you desire to know Him better.
在他们身上有一个基督的芳香，会让大家想要更多来认识基督。
That comes by waiting on God.
然后这个东西也就是借着安静等候神所操练出来的结果。
In the Song of Solomon, it says, "Draw me, and we will run after thee."
在诗篇当中，他说，吸引我们，我们就向你快跑。
And as Brother Chow and Sister Chow responded to the drawing of the Holy Spirit to spend time with Jesus, then we, who were blessed by their ministry, also desired to run after Him.
所以当中，牧师师母他们就是这样受神的吸引的时候，我们这些承受他教导的人，我们受着同样的影响，我们也向着基督快跑。
Before I came up here, a lady sent me a Bible verse, and it was found in Psalm 12, verse 1.
当我来到这里之前，有一个姐妹寄给我一个经节，它是诗篇十二篇第一节。
In the New Living Translation, it says, "Help, O Lord, for the godly are fast disappearing."
诗篇十二章第一节。
We feel that way when these godly people are taken from us.
然后我们当这些属灵的人从我们身边离开的时候，我们都可以感受到那个损失。
You say the godly are disappearing. Who's going to take their place?
当那些虔诚的人断绝了，那接下来的要来的人是谁呢？
When Brother Gordon Wolfogel passed away, a thought came to me.
当那个小吴老牧师过世的时候。
And I saw myself standing on line at the bank, waiting to see how much money I didn't have.
那时候在银行，然后我想要看说我剩下的存款，那不多仅存的存款还有多少。
But you know how that is, you're waiting on line, and then someone steps forward to the counter, and now you are waiting for the others to take a step forward.
那时候你就在那个排队队伍里面等着要踏出下一步。
You wonder what's taking them so long. Let's keep moving.
然后你就想说，为什么前面的人移动的那么慢？我们可不可以快一点
？We have two that have stepped out of line recently.
然后我们最近有就是两位，就是从这个队伍当中离开了。
And now it's our turn, all of us, to take a step forward.
然后对我们的意义来说，也就是我们必须要往前再跨一步。我们也在这个队伍当中。
Maybe two.
也许我们要跨两步。
How can we do that? How can we become the godly people that they exemplified before us?
虽然说牧师师母他已经为我们设了典范，但是我们自己如何也可以成为那样的属灵的人呢？
Well, maybe there's one simple thing that Brother Chow has taught us so well.
有一件很简单的事情，就是周牧师时常这样教导我们的。
Perhaps we should all take more time to spend waiting on the Lord.
那件事情就是我们都应该要花更多的时间来等候神。
That's something we all can do.
这是每个人都可以做得到的。
What a profound impact that would have upon our life.
这个可以给我们生命带来深远的影响。
Just to take advantage of the moments that we find during the day that we can just wait on God.
无论什么时候，只要任何时间你可以就是来等候神。
I believe it was Martha that told me many years ago that whenHer father would come home from his secular employment, but the first thing he would do was spend time waiting on God.
我记得这应该是 Martha 跟我讲，每次当他父亲从工作回到家里的时候，第一件事情他做的就是先等候神。
I thought, no wonder he was such a godly person.
那也就是因为什么他可以成为一个属灵的人。
And so, to honor their memory and to glorify the Lord,I want to spend more time with Jesus.
所以今天我们可以做的事情就是说，当我们要来纪念他，同时来荣耀神的时候，我们可以做一件事情，就是花更多的时间跟神在一起。
Just one more verse in 2 Corinthians that tells us that we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into that same glory by His Spirit.
然后在 哥林多前书里面另外一个经节就是说到说我们就像一面镜子一样，然后在那里面我们的形象都改变了，我们可以被转化成神的样式。
So I'd like to encourage you and myself, let's take a step forward and spend more time with Jesus.
所以今天我要鼓励大家，在这个队伍里面我们大家都要往前跨一步，然后我们都更多的来操练等候神。
God bless you, thank you.
神祝福大家。
Well, we want to respond to the words we've heard today.
我们要为今天所听到做一个回应。
I trust the Lord has spoken to your heart.
我相信神已经在你心里说话了。
It would be good if you just took a moment to think. Now, what did God say to me?
我们可以花一些时间来想，神刚才借这些话对我说了什么。
I believe that each one of us can be more given to God.
我相信我们大家都可以更多委身给神。
And I trust that we've been challenged this morning.
我相信今天早上我们都听到这些见证。
Not my own.
这个就是不是我自己。
Jesus, I belong to you.
耶稣，我属于你。
All I have and all I hope for.
我所拥有的一切还有我所想要的一切。
Thine through all eternity.
也就是你还有那个永生。
And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you.
所以今天主啊，我们将我们自己交给你。
You take us.
主啊，求你接受我们。
And you make us what you want us to be.
主啊，帮助我们转化成你所要的样式。
In spirit, soul, and body.
哦，主啊，我们的灵魂体。
No matter what the cost.
主啊，无论那个代价是什么。
For Jesus' sake.
为耶稣。
Amen.
的缘故，感谢主。Amen.
Let's take our camp books, these white books, and we'll sing number 17. And stand as we sing.
我们来唱这里面第17首。
O soul, dwell deep in God, there's danger, for subtle foes around thee lie. To Satan's wiles thou art no stranger, hide in that secret place so nigh. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep, dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, where grace attending, thy trusting heart will stronger grow. The promise sure of joys unending, someday thy raptured soul shall know. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep, dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, beyond mere feeling, and know the rest of faith and love. Drink from His heart comfort and healing, the earnest of that life above. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep, dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, and be thou ready to tell the story of His grace. Then at His coming, sure and steady, in His great temple find
a place. Dwell deep in God, also dwell deep. Dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lord, bring each one deeper this morning. Bring us all deeper, my God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Dear Father, we thank you for this time we've had this morning to just glorify God in our brother Jack and sister Nancy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for such a godly example. Thank you for those that we can safely follow. We can imitate them because they were imitators of you. They followed you with all their heart. And so, Lord, give us grace to follow in their steps. Lord, we ask for your anointing upon our hearts as we go from this place, that the things we heard would not slip. God, we don't want to neglect so great a Savior. Jesus, Jesus, we say yes to you. Yes, Lord, we're yours. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, accomplish your will in and through each one in the days ahead. Lead us in ways to show forth thy glory, ways that will end in heaven above. We too will be given that abundant entrance into your kingdom. Lord, continue to be with this family that are gathered here today. Lord, we stand with them in our faith and in our love.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, minister to them. Lord, just the thing that you want to do. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness that ye may reign in life through one Christ Jesus. Lord, may that be theirs in fullness. So, Lord, we thank you for, again, the fellowship that we enjoy. We thank you that we could be together today as your people. And so, Lord, be with us now as we go. We pray for your continued blessing upon this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the noon meal is at 12:30. And so you're allowed to stop at the bathroom on the way. All right, the restroom break. God bless you. We'll be back at 2:30. 2:30.
好，我们这边下午2点半的时候，我们再回来。